My God, early will I seek thee. My soul longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Is somebody thanking him right now this morning for coming into his presence? Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor. We have come this morning celebrating your faithfulness, celebrating your majesty. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you honor. Lord, we magnify your name. What a mighty God you are. Thank you and thank you and thank you. Thank you for this platform. The platform, oh God, where you have answered all of our prayers, celebrating of grace and supplication this morning. Lord, I ask for the spirit of grace and supplication this morning. Endue me this morning with the spirit of grace and supplication. Endue me, Father, with the spirit of grace and supplication. Cause me to stand strong on the altar of prayer this morning. Cause me to stand strong on the altar of prayer this morning. Father, I've come this morning with a heart of expectation. Send me my word this morning. Send me your word of victory, your word of breakthrough, your word of transformation, your word of healing. Is that your prayer point this morning? Pray from the depth of your heart this morning. Lord, I'm here for an encounter on the altar this morning. Lord, send me my own word. Send me my own word this morning. Send me my own word this morning. Father, thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand of praise as we invite the praise team.
Forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Glory be to God. Worship you, Lord. Amen. For your mercies endure forever. Thank you for your mercies that never rust to rot. For your mercies endure forever. Endure forever. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God in the highest.
The Most High God, you deserve the glory.
In the highest.
For his mercies endure forever. For his mercies endure. Lord, we give you all the praise. I will exalt you, Lord, for thou hast lifted me above all my enemies. Your banner over me is love. I will exalt you, Lord.
I will exalt you, Lord.
For thou hast lifted me.
For thou hast lifted me
above all enemies.
Above my enemies.
Your banner over me.
Your banner over me.
I will exalt you, Lord.
God has lifted me.
Yes,
above my enemy.
Your banner over me
is love.
I will exalt you, Lord, oh, for thou hast lifted me above all my enemies. Your banner over me is love. I will exalt you, Lord.
I will exalt you, Lord.
For thou hast lifted,
lifted me
above all principalities and
power. My enemies. Your banner over me is love.
I will exalt you, Lord.
I will exalt you, Lord.
Lift up, exalt the Lord.
God has lifted me
above all enemies.
over my enemies.
Your banner
over me is love.
Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Shuba lifted I
above other gods.
Shuba lifted
above other gods.
Shuba lifted
above other gods.
Shuba lifted
above other gods.
Jehovah reigns.
He reigns. He reigns.
Jehovah reigns.
He reigns. He reigns.
Jesus reigns.
He reigns. He reigns.
Jehovah reigns.
He reigns. He reigns.
Shuba lifted I
above other gods.
Yes. Shuba lifted
above other gods.
Yes, Shuba lifted
above other gods.
Yes, Shuba lifted
above other gods.
Jehovah, Jehovah,
he reigns.
Jehovah,
he reigns.
Jehovah Nisi,
he reigns.
Shama,
he reigns.
King of kings,
he reigns.
The Lord of lords,
he reigns.
Lion of Judah,
he reigns.
Rose of Sharon,
he reigns.
He reigns.
He reigns,
he reigns, he reigns,
he reigns, he reigns.
Jehovah 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 reigns,
he reigns, he reigns.
Shuba lifted
above other gods.
Yes, Shuba lifted
above other gods.
Yes, Shuba lifted
above other gods.
Yeah, Shuba lifted
above other gods.
Yes, Shuba lifted
above other gods.
Yeah, Shuba lifted
above other gods.
Let's give Jesus a very big hand of praise and be seated in God's presence. It's my year of breaking limits. We're commencing our intercession this morning with thanksgiving, saying, Father, thank you for the impactful transmission of our services yesterday and for diverse testimonies of salvation, healings, and deliverances. Let your amen break limits. Amen. Psalms 118 verse 23, this is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. Let's rise in thanksgiving this morning. Our Father, thank you for the impactful transmission of our services yesterday and for diverse testimonies of salvation, healings, and deliverances. This is your doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. With a grateful heart, lift up your voice. You can lift up your hand in appreciation. Our God deserves it. Our God demands it. Our God delights in it. Let's deliver it to him this morning. Our Father, thank you for impactful transmission of our services yesterday. Thank you for diverse testimonies of healings, deliverances, and salvation of souls. We return with thanksgiving this morning. We return with praise this morning. We acknowledge your doing. We magnify you from the depth of our heart. Our Father, we have returned in acknowledgement of your deeds in our midst yesterday. Thank you for the impactful transmission of our services yesterday. And for diverse testimonies of salvation, of healings, and of deliverances, we give you glory. Let God hear your voice of appreciation, lifting up holy hands and holy voices. Let's appear before him with thanksgiving this morning. Our Father and our God, thank you for the impactful transmission of our services yesterday from this studio to everywhere across the globe via our transmission media. We give you glory and praise. We celebrate you for the smooth transmission and impactful transmission of our services yesterday, and for diverse testimonies of salvation, of healings, and of deliverances. Oh God, we give you praise. Our Father, we bless your holy name. Our Father, we rejoice in you. Thank you for the impactful transmission of our services yesterday. Thank you for diverse testimonies of salvations, of healings, and of deliverances. We give you praise because it is your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Is God hearing your voice of appreciation? We can't thank him enough. We can only thank him some more. Therefore, from the depth of your heart and of your spirit, let thanksgiving proceed to the living God. He's worthy of all of it. Our Father, thank you for the impactful transmission of our services yesterday. From start to finish, Lord, it was growing from impact to impact. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise for the impactful transmission of our services from this studio to the globe yesterday. And for testimonies of salvation, testimonies of healings, testimonies of deliverances. Oh Lord, we have returned in appreciation. We thank you. We bless you. We rejoice in you. We magnify you for the impactful transmission of our services yesterday. We give you glory, our Father, for testimonies of salvation, healings, and deliverances. We give you praise for deluge of testimonies. We give you thanks. We magnify you. We glorify you for massive convictions, massive salvations, massive healings and deliverances via our transmission yesterday. Receive our thanks, our Father. Somebody wave your hands to God. Magnify him. He deserves it. He's worthy of all glory. Our Father, we glorify you. He that giveth thanks in the spirit doeth it well. Therefore, lift up your voice and give him thanks in the spirit this morning. Sharono mantenina marantano sharantanina aduara bante alakakatana lerua labada sinta ashorogo bantania la bantanine elorodo zon shantana na banta alorodo baleada zantarontana ndidiande o baba batiali elatoro sharaga bantana. Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' awesome name, we have given thanks. Amen. Your hands big, big, big for Jesus and be seated in God's presence.
It is my year of breaking limit. We are yet going to be giving thanks to God, saying, Father, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. Matthew 18 and verse 19, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Shall we be on our feet as we give thanks to God? Father, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your voice and let's give quality thanks to the Lord together this morning. Father, we thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. We return to give you glory. We return to give you honor. We give you thanks, Jesus. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. Our Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your name. We magnify you. We lift your name on high. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the thanks. Father, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. We thank you, mighty God. Our Father, we give you praise. Father, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. We celebrate you this morning. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. All adoration is unto you this morning. Lift up your voice unto the Lord and appreciate him. Give him quality thanks. Appreciate Jehovah God, the one who can do what no man can do. Father, we thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. We thank you, Father. We appreciate your holy name. We return to give you thanks for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your voice and give him quality thanks. Let this thanksgiving be rooted from the depth of your heart this morning. Heaven must hear your voice of thanksgiving, saying, Father, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. We thank you, Father. We appreciate your name. We lift your name on high. You deserve all the glory, and we have returned to give it to you. We have been seeing your mighty hands all across the globe. Father, we thank you for victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. We praise you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. Father, thank you. Jesus, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we celebrate who you are. Lift up your voice unto the Lord this morning and give him quality thanks. Let it be rooted from the depth of your heart. Appreciate him intensely. Give him the glory. Father, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. We return to give you thanks. We return to praise your name. Father, we return to say thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Honor be to your name. We thank you, our Father. You deserve all the glory. You demand all the glory. And we are giving it to you this morning. Accept our thanksgiving for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we adore your name. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Adore him and magnify him from the depth of your heart. Give him the quality thanks. Father, we thank you this morning for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. Father, we thank you. We praise your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We give you all the glory for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus. Blessed be your name. Lift up your voice unto the Lord and give him quality thanks. You can thank him in the spirit. You can thank him in your understanding. By all means, keep reaching out to heaven with the voice of thanksgiving. Mare kande karosia gaba. Maro se kekere brala katozia. Zazo sande e kekere brala katozia. Zazo keke embra katozia. Father, we give you thanks. We appreciate you. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Lift up your voice to him and give him quality thanks. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Please put your hands together for him and be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, thank you for opening the gates of the nations this week as you bring an end to this scourge of coronavirus. Genesis chapter 18 and verse 32. And Abraham said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak this once. Peradventure, 10 righteous be found there. And he said, I will not destroy for 10's sake. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we give God all the praise due to him alone. Father, thank you for opening the gates of the nations this week. Thank you for opening the gates of the nations this week as you bring an end to this scourge of coronavirus. Father, thank you for opening the gates of the nations this week. Father, Lord, we thank you for opening the gates of the nations this week as you bring an end to the scourge of coronavirus. Father, Lord, we thank you, O Lord, for opening the gates of the nations this week. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for opening the gates of the nations this week as you bring to an end the scourge of coronavirus. Father, thank you. Father, we appreciate you. We bless your name for opening the gates of the nations this week as you bring to an end the scourge of coronavirus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name for opening the gates of the nations this week as you bring to an end the scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your voice as we give him thanks. Father, thank you for opening the gates of the nation this week. Thank you for opening the gates of the nation this week as you bring to an end the scourge of coronavirus. As you bring to an end the scourge of coronavirus. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. Father, we bless your name. Lift up your voice in appreciation to this God. Father, thank you for opening the gates of the nations this week. Thank you for opening the gates of the nations this week. Thank you for opening the gates of the nations this week. As you bring to an end the scourge of coronavirus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Father, we return all the praise to you. We return all the glory to you. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory that is due to you alone. Lift up your voice, giving thanks. Father, thank you for opening the gates of the nations this week. Thank you for opening the gates of the nations this week. Father, thank you, O Lord, for opening the gates of the nations this week as you bring to an end this scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your voice. Appreciate God in the spirit. Appreciate him in your understanding. But by all means, let your heart be connected in gratitude. Father, we thank you. Mapoke peshandi darobre daya, lande brekos kayendaria, rapa kalema bibramo sotoyo. Father, thank you, O Lord, for opening the gates of the nations this week as you bring an end to the scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your hand, appreciate him, give him all the glory, give him all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. We rise again to give thanks to God, saying, Father, thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations as the coronavirus scourge clears the way. Second Kings chapter 7, 1 and 18, paraphrase. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of flying fowl be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel at the gates of Samaria. And it came to pass as he declared. Let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voice to praise, saying, Father, thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations as the coronavirus scourge clears the way. Rise up, lift up your voice. Let heaven hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Father, thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations. Restoring the economy of the nation. Lift up your voice and give quality thanks for restoration of the economy of the nations as coronavirus God clears out of the way. Father, thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nation. Father, thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations as the coronavirus scourge clears the way. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and give him thanks. Father, thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations. For supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations as the coronavirus cord clears the way. Lift up your voice and give God quality thanks this morning. Father, thank you. Jesus, thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations. For supernaturally restoring the economy of the nation. Is someone giving him thanks? He demands it. He deserves it. He delights in our thanksgiving. Let's give it to him. Father, thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations as the coronavirus cause clears the way. Lift up your voice and let's give God quality thanks. Let it emanate from our heart, expressed
on our lips. Father, thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations. Is someone giving God quality thanks? Father, thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations. Father, we thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations as the coronavirus cause clears the way. Father, we give you praise. Jesus, we give you thanks. Father, we celebrate you. Thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations. Father, thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations as the coronavirus cause clears the way. Father, we bless your name. Jesus, we thank you. Is someone giving him thanks profusely this morning? Father, thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations as the coronavirus cause clears the way. We thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Is somebody giving him thanks? Thank him in your understanding. Thank him in the Holy Ghost. Father, thank you for supernaturally restoring the economy of the nations as the coronavirus cause clears the way. He that giveth thanks in the spirit doeth it well. Lift up your voice and give God quality thanks. Thank him in your understanding. Thank him in the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we magnify you. Blessed be your name, O God. Lift up your hands. Give God quality thanks. Father, we bless your name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Please put your wonderful hands together for Jesus and you may take your seat.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we are going to rise to give thanks to God, and we are saying, Father, thank you for opening the doors of churches across the nations of the earth as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ this week. Amen. Say louder, amen.
Amen.
Matthew 16 and verse 18, he said, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices in thanksgiving? Father, thank you for opening the doors of churches across the nations of the earth as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ this week. Lift your voice and give thanks unto God. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Our Father and our God, we have come to say thank you for opening the doors of churches across the nations of the earth as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ this week. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. You are giving quality thanks unto God. Our Father, this morning, we have come with a heart of gratitude to say thank you for opening the doors of churches across the nations of the earth as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ this week. Lift your voice and give qualitative thanks unto God, our Father and our God. We have come this morning to say thank you for opening the doors of churches across the nations of the earth as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ this week. Lift your voice and give quality thanks unto God. Make sure you are thanking him with all of your heart. You are praying this prayer of thanksgiving passionately. You are praying it fervently. You are giving quality thanks unto him. Our Father and our God, we have come this morning to say thank you for opening the doors of churches across the nations of the earth as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ this week. Lift your voice and give qualitative thanks unto God. Our Father, our eyes are upon you. We have come to give you the glory. We have come to give you the honor. We have come to give you the adoration. We have come to celebrate your faithfulness. We say thank you for opening the doors of churches across the nations
of the earth as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ this week. Lift your voice and pray. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with faith in your heart. Pray right now fervently. You are giving qualitative thanks unto God. You are doing it with all that is within you. Our Father, thank you for opening the doors of churches across the nations of the earth. And as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ this week, lift your voice and pray. You are giving quality thanks unto God. You are giving glory unto his name. You are giving honor unto his name. You are celebrating him for what he's doing. Our Father, we have come this morning to say thank you for opening the doors of churches across the nations of the earth as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ this week. Lift your voice and give qualitative thanks unto God. You are thanking him from the depth of your heart. Our Father and our God, we have come this morning to give the glory unto you. We have come this morning to give the praise unto you. We have come this morning to give the honor unto you. We say thank you for opening the doors of churches across the nations of the earth as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ this week. Are you giving quality thanks? Is your heart engaged? Are you giving thanks and glory unto God? Make sure you are giving him the praise that is due unto him. He's the builder of the church. He said the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Will you give him the glory? Will you give him the honor? Our Father and our God, we have come this morning to say thank you for opening the doors of churches across the nations of the earth as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ this week. Are you giving quality thanks unto God? Do it from the depth of your heart. You can do it in the spirit. You can do it in your understanding. But engage your heart and engage your faith. Letola bagano kelo bendo rabakando zikredishe keloma ambantezevike tolabrano sedia. Lift up your hand and your voice and give glory to God. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. Next, we shall be rising up to give thanks unto God. And when we do, we shall be praying, saying, Father, thank you for feeding your flock with wisdom and knowledge through the apostle over this commission since the year began. Amen. A louder amen.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, paraphrase. The Bible says, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And when that happens, it shall come to pass, you shall be multiplied and increased in the land. Please rise up on your feet, lift up your voice, saints of God. Let's give God quality thanks from the depth of our soul. With a loud voice, give him thanks. We are praying, saying, Father, thank you for feeding your flock with wisdom and knowledge. Father, thank you for feeding your flock with wisdom and knowledge. Father, we thank you for feeding your flock with knowledge and wisdom through the apostle over this commission since this year 2020 began. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we have returned today to give you thanks. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for feeding your flock with wisdom and knowledge through the apostle over this commission. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for feeding your flock with wisdom and knowledge through the apostle over this commission since the year began. Lord, today we have returned with hearts of gratitude. We have returned with a loud voice to say, Father, thank you. We say, Father, thank you. We say, Father, thank you for feeding your flock with wisdom and knowledge. Oh God, we have returned today to give you thanks. We have returned today, Lord, to give you thanks. We have returned today, Lord, to give you thanks in the name of Jesus Christ for feeding your flock with wisdom and knowledge through the apostle over this commission since the year began. Oh Lord God, we give you thanks. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, today we have returned with heart of gratitude to give you thanks for feeding your flock with wisdom and knowledge through the apostle over this commission since the year began. Oh Lord, we have returned today. We are grateful. Father, accept our thanksgiving. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. Someone is thanking the Lord. Lift up your voice. Do it with a loud voice. Let God hear you right now. Let your voice register the throne of grace. Oh God, today we have returned with hearts of gratitude. We have returned today, oh God, with a loud voice. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for feeding your flock with wisdom and knowledge through the apostle over this commission since the year began. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. And you have caused us to increase in the land. Oh, Lord God of heaven, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for feeding your flock with wisdom and knowledge through the apostle over this commission since this year began. Oh God, we have returned today with a loud voice, with hearts of gratitude to say, Father, thank you. To say, Father, thank you. To say, Father, thank you for feeding your flock with wisdom and knowledge. We give you praise and glory. Begin to thank him right now. Thank him intensely. Thank him in the Holy Ghost. Give him praise and glory. Magnify his name. Thank him for accepting our thanksgiving. Father, we give you praise and glory. For in Jesus' mighty name we have given thanks. Amen. Please be seated and give the Lord a big clap.
It is my year of breaking limits. This morning it is testimony time. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise this morning. Please listen to these documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, supernaturally healed. I live in Belgium, but I connect online to Canaan Land for all the services. I engage in kingdom advancement prayers daily and fasted for the advancement of the kingdom. However, for 1 year, I had pains in my leg. I went to the hospital and was diagnosed with major facet cyst, absolute spinal canal stenosis, and facet arthrosis. All of these are spinal cord conditions. The neurosurgeon said an infiltration will be done so that the nerves could loosen up and relieve me of the electric shock feeling I had. This was slated for May 24, 2019, but before then, God showed up. I noticed I was not having the shock anymore and could do the things I was unable to do. I explained this development to the doctor and he said it was good news. I also asked if I could go for another test and he said there was no need. Serving God pays in different ways. I give him all the glory. Let's celebrate Jesus. The testifier is Oluwaseun O. Number two, God has given me a new heart. I am grateful to be here today. Last year, I was ill and having challenges with my health and visited a hospital. I was told later by the doctors that I'd experienced a heart attack without me knowing. There was a lot of heart muscle fluid around my heart. And the doctors diagnosed me with a condition they call cardiomyopathy, a type of heart muscle disease. And my heart was left with scar tissues due to the disease. I began to pray and ask God to intervene. I was later led to this church and began praying in kingdom advancement prayers and reaching out to lost souls. Just after 1 week, I visited a doctor for a checkup, and to his amazement, he asked, "What have you been doing?" I replied, "What do you mean?" He said, "That ultrasound you just took shows a brand new heart." We can make that clap bigger for the Lord. There is no scarring nor swelling anymore. The doctors also told me that I will no longer need to take the 9 different heart medications prescribed any longer. And he explained that before now, my heart was pumping blood very poorly at a low rate of 20%. But now, glory to God, my heart is pumping blood at the average rate of 55%. Glory to God. God indeed has given me a new heart. And the testifier is Malicia Martinez. Please join me, rise to your feet, and let's lift up our hands and our voices with gratitude to God for the testimony.
Let's give him thanks for those amazing testimonies of the faithfulness of God. Shall we also give him thanks for answered prayers this morning? Let's give him thanks for accepting our thanksgiving today. Would you ask Jesus to speak to you today? Jesus, I want to hear from you. For all the people gathered early in the morning, for to hear from him. I want to hear from you this morning, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you for another day. Thank you for the grace granted us to be awake this morning. And thank you for bringing us into your presence. Let each one of us hear from you today. Amen. And let your word strengthen us, amen, equip us, amen, translate us, amen, and establish your plan and purpose in our lives, amen, and in our world. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. It's my year of breaking limits. That is also my portion. Give Jesus a big hand. And please, you may be seated. Having prayed against the scourge of coronavirus, we must engage the mystery of thanksgiving for total eradication of this plague. Thanksgiving grants us access to 3 covenant offers, among others. Thanksgiving preserves results obtained. Malachi chapter 2, 1 to 3. This commandment is to you. You better hear and give glory to my name, or I curse your blessings. We all agree God has answered us. We must give him thanks to preserve the answers. 2, thanksgiving multiplies God's blessings. He took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and gave thanks, and they multiply supernaturally. John chapter 6 and verse 11. Again, thanksgiving perfects our blessings and answers to our prayers. One of the 10 lepers returned. He has not seen the wholeness. He has just seen the cleansing. And with a loud voice, glorified God. And God said, now you are made whole. Luke chapter 17, 17 to 19. That's how relevant thanksgiving is in every spiritual warfare. Thanksgiving is vital in every spiritual warfare. We don't only give thanks for what God has done. We give thanks to provoke God to do what you have prayed. After you have done the will of God, which is thanksgiving, then you are entitled to obtain the promise according to the word of the Lord. So this week we're looking at understanding the power of thanksgiving. Understanding the power of thanksgiving. God's plan for his children are unveiled through prophetic scriptures and words of prophecy. Most of the time, people in mockery, but he said this, it didn't come to pass. Not that God didn't speak it through him, but there is no prophecy that comes to pass on his own. Blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her directly from the Lord. You don't believe. No matter the source from where that prophetic word is released, it will never see the light of day. Remember, every word of scriptures is prophetic. He said, we have a more sure word of prophecy. 2 Peter 1 and verse 19. Whereunto ye do well as ye take heed. You don't do well without taking heed. As unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arises in your heart. So we take heed of faith to every prophetic word to see them come to pass in our life. Even when the mouth of the Lord says it, as it is with every statement of scriptures, my mouth it has spoken, and my spirit it has gathered them. Isaiah 34 verse 16. But you can't be blessed by them without you believing them. So prophetic words not believed is prophecy discarded. It won't see the light of day. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. In Isaiah 29 verse 11 and 12, and the vision of all, God's plan and purpose for all, is as unto the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read it. I prayed thee, and he said, I cannot, because it is sealed. The vision of all. So God's plan and purpose for all is as contained in his book. And the book is delivered to him that is learned, saying, read this. I prayed thee, said, I'm not learned. So this book is a prophetic bank that contains God's plan and purpose for all of his children. They were direct expressions of the mouth of God, but we are never blessed by them until we genuinely believe them as we receive them and continue to believe them even when they appear far-fetched and must not stop believing them until they are fully delivered. That's how faith is the life wire of the believer. The day you stop believing, you stop seeing the hand of God. But who had believed and report, let him expect to see the arm of God stretched forth in his direction. Yes, the source of prophetic words is vital. But the faith of the receiving hand is as vital as the source. I may not believe any prophet, but this is God prophesying to us in his word. Then if you won't believe, you can't believe anything. You can't believe anything. You won't believe anything. For instance, the prophetic word says, thus saith the Lord, if you officially agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven, said the Spirit of God. Amen. That's prophetic word. Now, there is no subject that I know that enjoys the total unreserved agreement of God's people in prayer like coronavirus. Everybody hates it. Everybody detests it. Even those who claim there is no God, they are calling on him. It is not a doctrine of a church. We don't want coronavirus. The agreement is total. The agreement is intact. All we need now is the faith to secure the establishment of the agreement. Everybody. Every living Christian must have fasted at least one day since this thing happened. Everybody. So, we are fulfilling the terms of the prophetic word. And so, all we need to do is to keep our faith alive. We have prayed it, and we believe it, so God has heard. Now, we must declare it for God to perform. I must keep believing what we declare for God to perform. And we mustn't stop declaring. We mustn't stop believing until it is fully delivered. That's the task. That's the task. So faith is not an emergency tool. No. Faith is a lifetime demand. You want to see the hand of God, you have no choice but believe him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it takes thanksgiving to provoke fulfillment of prophecies. It takes thanksgiving to provoke fulfillment of prophecies. Again, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. In your expectations, in your anticipations, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And Hebrews 10, 36. You have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So we don't see prophecies fulfilled without thanksgiving as a way of life. God said it, and I believe it. That settles it. God said it, I believe it. That settles it. So vital. This is the missing link today. Thanksgiving is a non-negotiable requirement to see prophecies come true. The will of God is that we give thanks for anything we are anticipating and expecting. And after we have done the will of God, he said it becomes our turn to obtain the promise. Who said it is enough, stay now thy hand? God. And whatever he says to one, he says to all. So, thus saith the Lord, coronavirus, stay your hand, it's enough, saith the Lord. Father, thank you for confirming your word. Thank you for confirming your word. Heaven and earth may pass away, not a jot of your word will go unfulfilled. That is the folly of same prophecies fulfilled. That is the folly behind same prophecies fulfilled. That is the folly behind it. So only thanksgivers enjoy fulfillment of prophecies. Murmurers just sell off. Complainers never see it. Amazing things will happen this week. Amen. By the word of the Lord. Amen. He said, prophesy, son of man. And as I did, there was a noise. And the bones came together. As I beheld, as I watched, man, sinus came on them. And then flesh came upon. So I prophesied to the wind, and I did. And breath came from heaven, and there arose a mighty host unto God. Fulfillment of prophecy is always dramatic. It's always dramatic. We are going to see heaven's drama on the earth this week. Amen. We are going to see heaven's drama on the earth this week. The destiny of the dwellers of the earth shall be released this week. Amen. Our streets will be filled with men and women again. Amen. Across the nations of the earth. Amen. Industries will reopen. Amen. Like a dream of the night. Amen. Expect it. They walked through the Red Sea like a dream. Amen. Peter was gotten up by an angel as a dream. He said, dress up, he dressed up. He didn't know it was real. He didn't know it was real. And then suddenly the first gate opened. The iron gate lifted up. And they said, what? Where am I? Not in the prison. Not bound. We will see God in action this way. We won't stop thanking God. We won't stop believing his word according to as we have prayed. And we won't stop declaring his word, believing, until the full delivery of what we have prayed. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
So the prayer continues. The thanksgiving prayer continues. The declarations continues. And we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. But that is where the power of God lies. Thank you, Father. The week is declared open for diverse acts of God on behalf of the nations of the earth. The week is declared open for diverse acts of God in your own life as an individual. So shall it be. Please rise to your feet, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody join me, lift up your two hands and give God thanks. And speak to the weak believing. As we await heavy with positive surprises this week. As God unveils the weakness of this virus to the various authorities concerned. As the gates of nations are open, the health of God's people preserved, the health of the cities of the earth restored.
Now begin to give thanks to God from the depth of your heart. Give him praise. Give glory unto his name. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Lord, we thank you. Blessed be your name. The weak is blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Amen.